What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black, and via satellite, we've got, what's your name again?
I'm Julian Mitchell, but you can call me Jason, reporting from the Satellite of Love.
That's right, Jason Ong and the Satellite of Love. My ninja. No, that shit's cool as fuck. So, today was the championship games for the NFL. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was okay.
No,
I have made a prediction for the past 4 or 5 years, and I was about one quarter away from that prediction being true, that Blake Bortles Mania would finally sweep this country.
You were very close.
But I was, but congratulations to the New England Patriots for their 10th Super Bowl appearance. I believe that's a record.
It is an NFL record.
Yeah, so congratulations to our Boston listeners, and for the rest of the country, we hope you lose terribly.
My nigga.
But while the outcome was not what I was hoping for, it was a good game, and maybe the Jaguars are real.
Yeah, no, it was a good game. It really was. I don't think the Jaguars are real yet. Only because their defense.
Yeah,
you
can keep going.
Huh?
I said keep going.
Yeah. Their defense, man. Their defense is fucking legit. Offense is hit or miss. Special teams is pretty garbage, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll do all right.
I think the Jaguars, you know, I don't know if they're like Super Bowl ready, but I think they're, you know, maybe like, you know, they shore up the line. I don't see Blake getting any better, but you know, maybe get a better running back, you know, and they could be a threat. That defense was legit though.
Fuck yeah, and that's my issue. Blake Bortles. I know you love
Brady
him.
Brady did his magic.
Yes, Brady was magical.
It's infuriating how good he is. it makes me physically upset to see him work and just be like, oh God, why? How could you throw it in there? That's like 2 foot space, and you.
I know. On the opposite side.
It drives me crazy.
On the opposite side, it's fucking amazing to see. How the fuck? Yeah. I'm with you, man, because, you know, even with this hand injury and all that stupid shit going on, he's still. He's still putting it on the money. Honestly, almost all the drop balls were because the receivers dropped them, not because they weren't. No, the balls were on location, you know? It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's just, Tom Brady, I hate you. I hate you, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, I tolerate you because I don't know you as a person, and you had a Make America Great hat, Make America Great Again hat in your locker, so I ain't forget about that shit, so I don't know if I love you, but I'm damn sure glad you're a quarterback.
I mean, I don't know. It's Tom Brady's just a douchey white dude.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But,
we're on record for years saying that.
But, I don't know. I was talking with somebody, and they were like, man, I hope Brady just retires next year. And I was like, you know what? I would rather have Tom Brady retire than make, $100 million on, quack science bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Word that bookie's pushing.
I'd rather see Tom playing than him just make, you know, millions of dollars off of selling, I don't know, pills that make your eyes blue or something.
You can get a chin like mine if you buy my book. Oh, shit. I'm on that book.
I'm going to stop sitting in that TB12 center. Get some shots.
TB12, baby. It was nice. I'm excited that the hometown guys are going back to the Super Bowl. My friend posted, my nigga Raul, he posted some shit on the internets, and it said, because his son's around that age, I think a little younger, but he was like, kids that are in the second grade and around that age, they have no idea what it's like to have a shitty football team. And I was like, damn, that's crazy as fuck, bro. I don't know. I just thought that was pretty interesting. Put in a little bit more perspective on how long the domination's been.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's another team that's been as dominant in a single sport as long, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, maybe the Yankees in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, but...
But... Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Or like, what was it? Well, no, because that's...
But kind of like...
I was going to say the... Wayne Gretzky's Oilers, but they only got, I think they got like 3 championships in a row, but you know.
I was gonna say the thing with the Yankees. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was gonna say the thing with the Yankees, they were dominant as fuck, but they went and got big names in free agency, you know what I'm saying? Whereas not just the Patriots, but a lot of football teams and a lot of other dynasties do it with people you don't even know. You know, there's like one or two star players, then it's a bunch of motherfuckers who become stars because their teams start shitting on everyone. So that's always an interesting perspective. Damn, we've been sucking that dick. At least I was, that Patriots dick for about, what's this, a good 6-7 minutes now? Good God. Another game happened, right? Didn't another game happen?
Well, another game did happen. I mean, you could call it a game for about a quarter, three quarters, and then it was just the fly, eagle, fly, man. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Minnesota, I mean, I don't know what happened. Case Keenum is exactly who we thought he was.
Blake Bortles played better than Case Keenum, which is not what I expected going into this weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It's just like Case Keenum's a backup quarterback who plays in a dome. And
true.
Like, he's going into, like, arguably one of the most hostile environments in the NFL, if not the most hostile.
True.
Reputation. And, you know, it's just like I expected a better game just because I thought Minnesota's defense would be better, but it was just like a failure on all accounts. Like, that was, watching that game was like watching the Seahawks fucking Broncos Super Bowl.
This is why we do a show, because we hate each other's teams and whatever, but I said the same shit to Jess and I was like, yo, this is like the Broncos when they fucking got their asses whipped by the Seahawks. This is crazy. Like, they're just totally unprepared for the limelight. There's no other way to put it.
And it was a complete reversal of what I was going to think. Because I thought Jacksonville had a chance. And they proved that they had a shot at it.
Absolutely.
At the very end, with the defense. But I thought, you know, both offensive teams ended up winning those games, which is a reversal of what, you know, traditionally would happen, you know.
That's true. Yeah, I was not expecting. Okay, so just to throw it back, because we didn't even mention the score for the Patriots game because we just started talking. It was 24-20 was the total.
And the Pats only led in the very end.
The very end, yeah. In the fourth quarter with like 6 minutes to go or something like that. But
less than that, I think they scored with like 2 minutes to go.
It was something crazy. I couldn't remember. I was screaming at the TV. I was like, yeah, like, you can hear my volume. Like, seriously, like, self-aware that I'm screaming at a television. It was amazing. And then the Eagles fucking Vikings game, man, that was 38-7 was the final, which was,
The Vikings scored on their first drive, and then there were 38 unanswered points.
Oh, snap!
Which is a very boring game.
That was my oh, snap moment. Yeah. That shit was crazy, son. I can't put it into words. It's just total lack of preparation. There's no other way for it.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been that, or I don't know. Maybe Minnesota would pass Philly. I don't know why you would.
It's everyone's fault from the top to the bottom. The offense sucked and the defense sucked. And they were not that bad going into this game.
Yeah, no. I wish it had been Saints-Eagles. I think that would have been a better game.
Absolutely would have been a better game. I mean, that's what everybody wanted.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Barring that thing, it should have been Saints-Eagles. But, you know, that's not the way the ball bounced.
Nope. Not this time.
Now we have our Super Bowl set. It's the New England Patriots versus those Philadelphia Eagles. The two classiest, calmest, and, I don't know, just overall nicest fan base, I think, are just going to converge on Minneapolis and God help them.
I'm telling you, bro, once I saw the Eagles were winning, I was like, oh, man, there's going to be so many goddamn fights at the Super Bowl. It's going to be fucking should get a camera and, like, have to put money on the fights and shit. It's going to be like fucking Kimbo Slice fights back in the day, just street brawls.
Oh, my God. The accents for this that are like, oh, it's going to be Minnesotans. It's going to be South Philly and South Boston. And it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the accents, man. It's going to be crazy. You're totally right.
Philadelphia.
Oh, man. But those were fun.
Oh, man. But, yeah, those poor, nice Minneapolis people are gonna feel some of that East Coast pride.
Oh, hard. Hard. These guys, they're all assholes. Yep. What you gonna do about it? You ain't gonna do shit. You gonna sit there and talk shit and do nothing about it. That's the East Coast. That's the East Coast response.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited to see East Coast sensibility crash down on that Midwest niceness.
Yeah. It's going to be a culture shock for everyone.
I'm obviously rooting for Philadelphia, but I'm more so than anything, I just hope for a good game.
I always want a good game because I'm a football fan first, you know, and I will agree with you on that. But obviously, fucking Patriots, come on. P-A-T-S, Pats.
Every logical bone in my body, if I was betting money, would just be like, yeah, here, I'll put it on the Patriots. But, you know, crazier things have happened.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we fucking watch the game, you know? That's why we watch, because the Patriots were losing for football games are 60 minutes, and I don't have the exact numbers, but, man, they were losing for a majority of those 60 minutes. You know, and that's why you watch football, because especially after last year's Super Bowl, never turning from a football game ever.
Yeah. 2 weeks that ended like crazily. Well, not really crazily, but in reasons why we watch football fashion.
Oh, absolutely, man. Because that Saints game last week was still like, honestly, man, like that's probably finish of the year. Like, it is.
That's like a highlight reel for the ages kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be talking about that years from now. Even if you forget about it, if someone brings it up, you'd be like, oh shit, I do remember that, if you're a football watcher.
Yeah, if you're a football fan.
And if you're listening.
You won't care.
Yeah, and you, and if you're a listener, you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember the guys talked about that that one time on that podcast. What was the name of that thing? The sports reminding me? I don't know. But yeah, appreciate you for listening. Thank you, as always.
Yeah, as always. You think Gronk's going to play in the Super Bowl? I think he's going to play.
Absolutely. It's 2 weeks from now. You know, like, there's no way in hell he's not. He's the concussion thing is real, you know, but it's going to be enough time away from it. You know, they got the Pro Bowl coming up, so there's going to be a lot of media doing that shit. And then there's the Super Bowl media weekend, and then there's the actual game. So, you know, we'll see. I think he's going to play. And even if he doesn't play, it's going to be cool. Hashtag weapons.
I forget Danny Amendola is a person.
Bro. See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's... As a New England fan, you know, you don't forget about him. But as someone outside of New England, you know, he's not a household name. You know what I'm saying?
No. He's a serviceable wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like,
comes through in a clutch.
I don't know. I remember when he was on the Rams. He wasn't blowing my mind then.
No, but now he's got Tom Brady on the other side of that football. So it's like, oh, shit. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what a good quarterback does.
Oh, it's amazing. Which, you know, fucking Broncos.
Hey, we have three quarterbacks. We're five.
I'm talking about, like, even Peyton in his worst, you know what I'm saying, in his declining years, you know what I'm saying?
We won a Super Bowl with Peyton at his worst.
That's what I'm saying, dog. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, absolutely depends on the quarterback, because he essentially had the same team, and it's just, yeah, you know, not good. Hashtag no quarterbacks for weapons.
Hashtag two quarterbacks equals no quarterback.
That's funny.
But hey, all three of the Vikings, Bridgewater, Keenum, and Bradford's contracts are all up this season. So
yeah, I know. So they're definitely keeping Bridgewater. You think they get rid of Case?
Yeah, they get rid of Case.
And keep Bradford and
Bradford to back up.
Yeah.
And then they have a rookie on. Or, I mean, keep Bridgewater, cut Bradford and Case. I mean,
but you have to have...
Would you keep
Case? No, but I'm saying, like, you have to have at least two quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they have a freshman that they drafted this season.
Oh, okay.
Or
oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You are right. Because he nailed the ball. That's that. He got some playing time. Look, Ma, I got some playing times. You know, it was pretty nice. Just thinking about the water boy. Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, Case is going to want to get paid, and you're not going to pay him.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you have, he's not the future. He's not, no, he's not the future of the Vikings at all. And I'm not even a Vikings fan. Yeah. I can tell you that shit.
But at the same time, Teddy Bridgewater hasn't had a throw in over 2 years.
I know, but when he was throwing, Teddy was the fucking truth. Like, wow, yeah, this dude's going to be good. The man. Very
trade
good.
Him to Denver.
Oh, bro, that would be crazy. I'd be like, hey, give me a ticket to that game. I'm trying to go.
I get a Bridgewater jersey. Well, he'd have to wear a different number. He was wearing 7 for a while.
So. Well, yeah, obviously he can't wear 7 out here in Colorado. You'll get moited.
John, our way, stupid Jato.
Oh, man.
It is. It's dumb. Like, he hasn't played in 20 years. Like, let's forget about him.
But you can't. But anyway.
But I can't because he led the fucking team.
Right, exactly. You can't. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
He's not selling cars. He's picking terrible, tall quarterbacks.
He's handsome. He's tall. Let's get him.
I mean, he's tall, so he's got to be good, right?
He can see the field. He can see it.
Well, like, I remember watching Brock, and I was like, for a guy who's like 6'7", why does he keep having his balls batted down?
Yo, that's, yeah, that's, see, and that's a pretty big fella, because I'm 6'2", you know, 6'3", like, right yeah. around there, and it's just like, man, you got a whole, like, I got to kind of look up, you big motherfucker, you know, why your ball's getting batted down. Yeah, that no, doesn't make like, sense.
Yeah, it's like, I would consider you to be a tall person. And anybody, like, taller than you is like, oh, shit, that's like a tall... That's like one of those people where you're like, hey, do you play basketball?
Kind oh, absolutely. Because it's the same shit. That's how I say it. I'm like, I'm big and I'm tall. Like, you know, I'm tall and I'm, like, thick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, skinny and frail, you know? So
yeah.
when I see someone that's taller than me and bigger than me, I'm like, God damn, you are a giant human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm a pretty big
Anyone
dude.
Anyone bigger than you has, like, the tall guy voice.
That's true. I'm right on the cusp of having that voice, you know. He's got so much to travel through.
You know, and everyone listening knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
That person who's so tall that just has that, like, deep, booming voice that you're just like, oh, shit, you're like, you have the tall person voice.
The larynx is just so large. It's got so much to travel through. It just reverberates like crazy. It's insane.
Your Andre the Giant impression is way better than my Andre the Giant impression.
Oh, God, Andre the Giant. Man, fucking R-E. Wrestling. Yeah, absolutely. Whoo. Speak, man, wrestling real quick. Side note, I was at Target looking for some movies, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to the toy section. Bro, these toys they got nowadays are fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. There was a Play-Doh set. Then you make it with the Play-Doh, right? And then you, like, put it on this light thing, and it scans the Play-Doh, and it makes it into, like, an animation that you then control on this tablet thing that it came with. And you can make your own cartoons wow. with the Play-Doh. It's fucking... I was like, what is going on, man? This shit is crazy. Light. We had light brights.
And just, we used to play with a cup and ball.
Yeah, and just regular-ass Play-Doh. Here, squeeze some shapes.
Did you think Play-Doh smelled good? I always thought it smelled terrible.
Oh, it was awful. I hated that shit. Ugh. No, I was not one of those kids. No, I was not. That's not me. Not wrong with that shit, because I know a lot of people that was like, yeah, Play-Doh. Ugh. Nah, I'm good.
No, I was always like, Play-Doh smells weird. I like clay.
Yeah, ooh. All right, we're weird. We waited out real quick. But we've got a new segment. Actually, he's back, but he's not live. We got Skames Combat Core.
Proven and recorded.
Yeah. So we about to take a listen to what he's got. He's got some UFC highlights and some other shit going down. So we take a listen to that right quick.
What's up, people? Skame here with another NHL MMA update for you. Let's get right into it. Last night we had the Bruins taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Bruins ended up going down early 1-0, but came back with 4 unanswered goals and ended up getting the win over the Canadiens. Second place in their division right now. They're only 3 games behind Tampa Bay, who's in first place, and they got a game in hand, so it's definitely going to be a good competition there to see who's going to take that number 1 seed going into the playoffs. We got the Avs riding 9 straight wins after they beat the New York Rangers last night 3-1. They are currently 3 points out of the wild card position right now, so Julian, keep the faith up. Still got some hope over there. We got the All-Star Game coming up next week. Skills competition is going to be Saturday. All-Star Game Sunday. For those who don't know, they do it a little differently in the NHL. There's four teams. Each team is a division in the league. So the first game at 3:30 is the Metropolitan Division versus the Atlantic Division. Second game at 4:30 is the Central Division versus the Pacific Division. And then the winners are going to face each other in the final at 5:30. It's a 3-on-3 tournament. There's 2 10-minute halves and then a 3-round shootout if there's still no winner after the regulation. And so it's an interesting format. Check it out if you guys never checked it out. Should be a pretty good game. Going right into some MMA. We got Bellator last night. Was the start of their heavyweight Grand Prix. They haven't had a heavyweight champion since May of 2016 when their last champion got stripped because he wasn't defending. Doesn't make any sense. You're going to strip somebody for not defending and then not give anybody the belt for 2 years, but whatever. First round, we have Rampage Jackson versus Chael Sonnen. We got Fedor Emelianenko versus Frank Mir. Matt Mitrione versus Roy Nelson. King Mo Lal versus Ryan Bader. For those MMA fans out there, you recognize every single one of those names on there. Hell of a bracket for this division. A few people jumping up some weight classes, so it's going to be interesting. But last night at Bellator, we had Rampage taking on Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen jumped up a few weight classes. Not used to fighting in heavyweight, but even though he was a smaller guy, he used his wrestling to grind out a win against Rampage. Rampage was just swinging for the fences, looking for the KO. Chael's going on to face the winner of Frank Mir versus Fedor. That fight is going to be in April. And the rest of that tournament hasn't been announced yet. They're still planning things out, but it's going to go through the entire year of 2018, so we'll see how that turns out. There was a lot more fights on the Bellator card, but I just wanted to bring up the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix. Going right into some UFC, we had the big event at UFC 220 in Boston. Rob Font versus Thomas Almeida was the opening of the main card. I used to train with Rob Font at Team Sit Your Tone. Hell of a dude, great fighter. Came out really aggressive, throwing power punches and jabbing in the first round. He rocked the shit out of Almeida a little right, stayed on top of him, landed the head kick and some uppercuts that put Almeida to the mat. Rob Font was able to hop on top of some head of the fist and get the win in round two. He's got three wins in his last four fights. That win last night against the top 10 guys, so hopefully that breaks him into the top 10. His division starts getting some quality opponents going forward. Also got John Vellante John Vellante versus Francois Barroso. Okay fight, wasn't too crazy. Just a lot of Vellante coming forward, punches, ended up getting a split decision win. Wasn't a spectacular fight, but it was all right. Fight after that, we had Calvin Kattar, another Team Sit Yaw Tong dude, versus Shane Burgos. Kattar came out, jabbed the hell out of Burgos. Burgos landed a few heavy combos, but it wasn't enough to do anything. Kattar ended up getting a right cross that did some damage, some uppercuts that dropped Burgos, and then he ended up getting the stoppage in the third round. He ended up getting his second win in the UFC. He's 2-0 right now. Shane Burgos was undefeated, so that was a big win for Kattar right there. Then going into the co-main event, we had Daniel Cormier versus Volkan Ozdemir. However the hell you want to say it. It was a pretty one-sided fight. Like I said last week, I never really heard of this Volkan dude. Didn't really know much about him coming in, but he seemed like a tough fighter, but just wasn't enough. Cormier's Olympic wrestling pedigree is just too much, man. If your name's not John Jones, you're not beating this dude. Cormier ended up getting the crucifix, pretty much trapping Volkan's arms, nothing he could do. And Cormier just punched him in his head until the ref decided to stop the fight. Pretty pretty basic win. Everybody pretty much knew that was going to happen. Now then we go into the big heavyweight fight that everybody was looking forward to. Couple of dudes throw some heavy hands. Stipe Miocic versus Francis Ngannou. Like I said last week, Stipe's only hope was his wrestling. When coming into this fight, I was a little worried. I actually picked Ngannou to go to beat Stipe just because he's so fucking dangerous, man. Heavy ass hands. Going in the first round, landed some wild punches. Didn't really do too much damage to Stipe. Kind of maybe rocked him a little bit, but nothing too significant. But tired himself out, man. He was exhausted from the second round on. I don't think he's ever been outside of the first round. He's just been knocking everybody out, so he wasn't ready for this shit. He was so tired that Stipe just wrestled him. He couldn't do anything. Doesn't matter how strong he was. He was so tired. He was giving up every takedown that Stipe wanted to take. So Stipe just ground out the win. Gets the unanimous decision. Now he is the winningest heavyweight champion in UFC history. 4 straight title defenses. So he just broke a new record. He pretty arguably one of the best heavyweights in the world right now. Hopefully when King comes back, somehow they put that fight together, because those two, everybody always says, are pretty much top two heavyweights ever as of right now. So that'll be nice to see them two go at it eventually, hopefully somewhere down the line. Hoping King can come back from some injuries, but we'll see how that plays out. That's all I got for now. So fuck you guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Good looks on that shit, Scheme. Hopefully we get you back here live, because that shit is always dope. Appreciate it. So
hot like lava.
I've got some. You're fucking stupid. Oh, that got me good. So, watching football all day today, you know, and my fiance is like, oh, so next week it's the Patriots versus the Eagles. And I'm like, nah, that's not next week. Next week's is the Pro Bowl, you know, which is the NFL All-Star game. But 2 weeks is going to be the Super Bowl. And she's like, oh, so after that, there's no football, right? And I was like, yeah. So she kind of looked at me like, yeah, thank God, no sports. And then I said, oh, no, I've got a new addiction. It's called the Overwatch League. And she looked at me. She's like, are you serious? And I was like, oh, my God, yes. You thought I was joking when I was watching that shit the other day? No. So the Overwatch League, which we started like talking about last week, is a competitive league where people play Overwatch. It's fucking dope. It's owned by Blizzard. It all happens in-house. They have their own arena. 12 teams. It's pretty crazy. I follow the Boston team. They have... Shut your Korean ass up, Julian. Because that's not what we're talking about right now. No. Oh, man. The Boston team has not been doing well. You know why? Because there's only 5 Koreans on the Boston team. Not 6.
What is it? Seoul's all Korean. Like, I think the New York team is all Korean.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, the LA team is not.
It's an all Korean teams that I know for sure are the London team, the obviously Seoul, the Korean team, and the New York team. The whole squad, like, even their subs, and they're like, you know, they're all Korean. And to me, it's just like, when I think about it, it's like, yo, basically, they weren't good enough to make the Korean team, so they're on the other teams, but they're still shitting on everybody because Koreans are fucking nasty in video games.
Yeah, not all of us, but some of us are.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit. That's real shit. But, man, when it comes down to it in the competitive gaming shit, bro, you want some Koreans on your team. You really do, especially Blizzard games.
I don't doubt their skills. I'm just saying I've been stuck on the same boss in Breath of the Wild for like 3 days.
Breath of the Wild. Good game. It's a great game. So it's like...
I've been watching Overwatch.
Yeah, I've watched the Overwatch League. I downloaded the app on my phone. It's pretty dope. I can watch it from my phone. It's nice. I don't have to miss anything. But holy shit, I thought the NBA season was long. This Overwatch League, playoffs start in July. And there are, I think, each team plays at least 2 games a week. You know, which is pretty crazy.
They go to July?
Bro, the season is long as fuck. Let me tell you how long. I've got it right here. Oh, I thought I've opened it. Okay, here we go. Schedule. Stage.
Say again?
We're in stage 1. There are 5 stages in stage 1, 5 stages in stage 2, 5 stages in stage 3, 5 stages in stage 4, and that's when it ends on May 19th, and then the playoffs start sometime in June or July because they get some time off, I believe.
Wow.
And then there's the playoffs,
like a fucking
baseball, and then there's the grand finals, and then there's an all-star weekend. So it's like it's got a lot of games, man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up with it all like that because I do have a life, you know. But, boy, it's going to be cool when football's over to have another Boston team to root for that's not boring-ass baseball or, you know, something from the NBA. But that's my 2 cents.
Baseball's not that boring.
No,
your health.
Going to a baseball game is different. I'd much rather do that than watch it on TV. Unless I'm with a bunch of people. Oh my god, are you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay? It sounds like you're falling over there.
Oh no. I just had to unlock my car.
Oh my god. The satellite of love is mobile. That's crazy.
We're mobile. We're moving.
Oh, shit, son. That's pretty amazing. So, we're going to keep it nice and short this week. We're going to close it out with... Julian asked me a pretty dope question last week.
What,
I said, you said you asked me a pretty... pretty dope question last week, which about my favorite sports movie.
I was just saying that we were talking about sports movies last week, and you know, we got favorite ones, and then there's also like, what is a, you know, what counts as a sports movie, what doesn't count as a sports movie. So I thought this week we'd just talk about like what our favorite sports movies are. I know that most of mine seem to come from childhood.
Yeah, I would have to agree, because I couldn't tell you. It was like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, like probably my favorite in terms of like the one I've seen the most, and I could probably still like quote and stuff is the Mighty Ducks movie. You know, and
I love
it. Classic story of under ducks, if you will. and the story of Coach Bob Day learning to love again.
Man.
You know, Mighty Ducks has always been a favorite of mine.
That is amazing.
What's one of yours?
I said it last week when you asked me. And I told you I'd think about it, and I did, and I still, like, it's probably still one of my favorite. Remember the Titans. It's a Disney movie, but it's a football movie.
I mean,
racism.
And it's based on true events.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy. So, like, that's why I like it. It's a good coming-together movie. It's about football, and it's bigger than football, you know. And that's kind of also why... You know, yeah, it's a sports movie, but really it's a racial movie. It's a movie about racial tension. It's a movie about coming together over something. Fuck your differences. Let's focus on what we have in common, you know. And that's another reason why I like that movie. And that also like plays into, you know, what do you consider a sports movie or not a sports movie?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely put Remember the Titans in the sports movie category, but I can see how, like, I like Remember the Titans, but I saw it, like, I'm not kidding, like, 12 times in high school, because when I worked on the school paper there, for whatever reason, the staff would always play that movie when we were doing the paper that year.
Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's awful.
So I kind of got burned out on it, but you know what I love? I love Varsity Blues.
I've honestly, like, never seen
with,
it.
James Vanderbeek.
With the
John Boyd.
The Vanderbeek, and I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's great. There's this, you know, it's all about Texas football, and I remember very specifically the quote James Vanderbeek when he talks to his dad, because James Vanderbeek wants to go to Stanford and, like, learn to become a writer or some shit like that. And his dad's like, you're going to play football. And James Vanderbeek looks into the guy and just goes, I don't want your life. And I was like, oh, shit, James Vanderbeek.
I've seen that on the internet. I don't want your life. That's right, the Vanderbeeks.
Yeah. Like, Varsity Blues is one of my favorites. It wasn't until you mentioned Remember the Titans that I thought about it. I was like, oh yeah, that's a high school football movie that I like.
And that was, like, getting back into that, like, I honestly, like, my other, I have, like, a comedy one, but, like, I really like a lot of the football ones. Like, I remember watching Any Given Sunday, and it's got, like, Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx, fucking LL Cool J, fucking, who else is in that movie? Hold on, let me just look that up real quick, because there's a
cast. Cameron Diaz plays the owner.
He was at Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, Cameron Diaz, she's the owner, right?
I believe so. I'm about to look it up real quick, but it is not rated well. I don't give a shit. That was one of my favorite movies, watching that shit. Yeah, Cameron Diaz, James Woods, Jamie Foxx, Dennis Quaid before he went all crazy, Al Pacino. That's crazy. Cool. Wow. But yeah.
Al Pacino as a coach.
Yeah. Oh man, it was like one scene where, like, this dude gets hit so hard his eye pops out. I was like, oh man, it was crazy.
Oh man, I forgot about that one.
But
The Replacements with Keanu Reeves.
What was that? Oh, The Replacements. Yeah, I've only seen that once, and that was years ago. I don't remember shit about it.
Yeah, I just remember Gene Hackman. Keanu Reeves was in it. And they don't play for an actual NFL team, which always takes me out of it. Where I'm like, uh-oh, that team's not real.
One of my favorite movies, no bullshit, because it's another one from when I was a child, is it's Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Eddie, where she, like, becomes the she becomes a coach of the NBA Knicks of the New York cities. It's pretty crazy. Yep.
It's the best Whoopi Goldberg basketball coaching movie I've ever seen.
That's oddly specific, but I'll take it. Oh shit balls, man. Oh god. But yeah, honestly, man, I fucking love that movie. I'm trying to think of, like, something more recent though, but I really can't because I don't really watch them anymore. I guess, like, Ali was pretty good with Will Smith when that came out. That was pretty dope. You know?
Yeah, no, that was good.
But it's just like, I can't. I know people are probably screaming.
Good, like, good, like, sports movie that came out recently.
And that's the thing, like, I haven't.
A lot of sports documentaries.
Let me say this, because I know people are probably like, these guys are fucking idiots, bro. Creed and all these other movies. Like, I haven't seen a lot of movies because my life was on pause.
Oh, shit, Creed was great.
Doing other shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, I know there are other sports movies out there, but I'm like, I've seen recently, which has not been a lot. But I do want to see Creed, yo, because I've heard that shit's dope. And Michael B. Jordan is the fucking man since The Wire, family.
Oh, man, yeah. Michael B. Jordan, like, ugh, he's so cool. Michael B. Jordan, if you're listening to this, you should get in contact with us because we think you're awesome.
Yeah, I'm about to tag you in this shit anyways. Hashtag Michael B. Jordan. Listen to the Minority Sports Report, my nigga. You gotta listen to the whole 45 minutes, though, because it's right at the end when we drop your name. You know, so we appreciate you, dog.
Definitely.
My nigga Wallace.
Yeah, I guess Creed would be the best recent one I've seen. That's weird that both recent ones are boxing related.
That's great. But it's hard to make a good boxing movie, but, you know, if you got the right people in place, bro, it's like, it's magic watching those fucking movies, man. It's almost like watching, you know, do you remember, it might be different for you, but, like, do you remember, like, I remember watching 8 Mile for the first time, and that's, like, in the movie theaters, and the theater was packed, bro, packed. It was, like, my whole high school was in that bitch. There were, like, people sitting on the floor in the aisles, like people who should not have been in that movie theater were in that theater. You know what I'm saying? Like the group I was with, we bought like 4 tickets, but 12 people ended up coming in with us. Like it was fucking stupid, bro. But that was like, it was like being at a concert, you know, because everybody was really into it and Eminem was the shit at that time, you know?
I remember. It was just a white people version of that night. I was like, I remember the crowd at that being really rowdy, but we didn't sneak a bunch of people in.
Oh, dude, it was crazy. Oh, man. But that's how I feel like a good sports movie recreates, and it makes you feel like you're actually in that. If you played that sport, you'll feel like you're in it. Or if you like watching it, you'll feel like you're actually watching that game or a match. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty cool.
Definitely know what you mean. Do you remember that movie Miracle with Kurt Russell about the Miracle on Ice?
Yeah. Again, never seen it.
Yeah. I watched that at a friend's house during college, and I remember I zoned out the entire movie up until the final match, and I ended up watching that and reacting as if I was watching a real hockey game.
Oh, man. No, that shit's dope. Yeah.
But yeah, I totally get what you mean by that. Yeah, I just, it draws you into that experience. Yeah, I like more boxing movies than I like actual boxing.
Yeah, it's more, there's more drama. It's more excitement. And it's staged.
Plus, yeah.
Just like real boxing.
You get to see all the good parts.
Yeah. Oh man, you know what? I think we should wrap it up because we're pushing a little bit here on the time. You guys are fucking awesome. Thank you for listening to TMSR, the Minority Sports Report. Follow us on Twitter at TMS Reports, or you can just search Twitter TMSR. I'm at the Beatnik. He's at What are you on Twitter? Julian C. Mitchell. Yeah, Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter. Yeah. At Jimmy Blinks X on Instagram. I'm the Beatnik on Instagram. Yeah. Hit up Skame. He's at Skame44 on the Twitters. And at Nemesis Supreme, I believe. Some weird shit like that. We'll figure it out. We still haven't figured it out. We said we'd do it by this week, but we haven't. You guys have a good night or good day or good whatever.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys. Peace.
kid.